Brian Smith joining us now. Coach, a special night for a lot of reasons, but all the more special, of course, when you can get the victory.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the name of the game, is coming out to play and playing to win. So really super proud of my kids. I thought they showed a lot of courage and maturity for such a young team in the final minutes of the ballgame.
Well, they jumped out to a pretty big lead early in the third quarter, but North Park fought back and got it down to one a couple of times.
Yes, I thought we had great energy coming out of the halftime, and one of the things we talked about in the locker room was making sure you gave it your all when that ball was inbounded at the start of the third quarter. I thought we did a great job with that, and then we made a couple of miscues, missed a couple of shots, didn't rebound, and they climbed back in the ballgame, which a good team does.
Well, they did. They got it down to, I think, three. Maddie Merritt had some big free throws down the stretch for you, too.
My goodness. Such poise for a freshman. And I don't know what her minutes were, but she didn't have as many minutes in the ballgame as what she normally does. But she did a great job at the free throw line for us.
And I think there was about 2 minutes to go coming out of a timeout. Looked like you made a defensive switch that kind of caught them off guard.
Yes, we did. We went 1-3-1, and we got a turnover. Forced the turnover about the third pass, which was great.
Yeah, I think caught everybody by surprise, most certainly North Park.
Well, that's good. It was a good change of pace then.
Well, so obviously a critical win to keep you in the hunt for conference championship and a chance to earn at least a share of it next week here at home.
Guys, Eric, I can't tell you. You know, we started the season picked fifth in the league, and everybody counted us out. And we've just clawed our way back in. You know, we've had a couple of tough losses to Wheaton, and then a really tough loss to North Central at their place. But this team has really persevered. They've done a great job of getting better every year, or every part of the game.
Well, and this being Pink Zone Night, too, of course, great crowd, great turnout, and a great ceremony at halftime between the game. You had a chance to address the fans and thank them for their support.
You know what? It's a great place. Bloomington Normal, it just has that homespun, they care for you type personality to it, and it's if you've got to have cancer, I've said this before, it's a great place to have cancer moving to Normal. Just the way the people treat you, the way the businesses respond, it's just it's such a giving community.
And a chance for people to give with a silent auction going on outside with the Team USA basketball. If I could get it for under maybe $200, I think I might be able to do that. It might be too rich for my blood to go for $500, but I'm sure it's worth far more than that to have the signatures of Kobe Bryant, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, and so on and so on.
All of them. I think it's up to $750 right now.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm out, I'm afraid, but it will go to someone much deserved. Thank you for the time. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you next week.
Perfect. Thank you, Eric, for everything.